Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Good Risings. I'm Brian, and this is Grateful Grant. Welcome back. We're on day two of our week, Resolute Revisited. We got it started yesterday with a conversation on the meaning of the word itself. Today, we're talking reflection. The new year is obviously a better time than any to spend a little bit of energy examining what's come to pass. A little bit of time thinking on our biggest moments, our biggest laughs, and maybe our biggest disappointments too. We can take a good look at what's unnecessarily draining our energy and where we'd rather be spending it. Beyond that, it's a fantastic opportunity to just generally check in with ourselves to really get a good grasp on where we're at physically, mentally, and emotionally. The main thought we'd like to share today is the better we're able to examine our lives, the better we know our own needs. When well-being is at the forefront of our choices, growth, physically, mentally, and emotionally, becomes second nature. If we have a clear understanding of why we need change, why it's important to us, and exactly how it will be more fulfilling, sticking to our goals gets easier and easier. We're no longer acting out of obligation. We're not doing it for anyone but ourselves, and we know exactly why. This is one of those things that's just much easier to do in writing. If it serves you, open up a notepad or grab a couple sheets of paper and just start writing out your thoughts. Mull over those favorite memories of the year. Think about who you most enjoyed spending time with and consider who might not necessarily fit anymore. Maybe it helps to have a page for negative and a page for positive. We can make a list of what made us happiest this year, where we found the most meaning, as well as what made us particularly unhappy, what stole from our ability to find meaning. We can start mapping out little solutions, baby steps, to adjust away from the negative and toward what brought fulfillment, what served us and what did not, and how do we lean into the former? If we're feeling the need for major change in life, this is the time to set that big goal, whether it's to change our career or get further education, become physically healthier, or switch up a friend group. Now's the time to map out what it will take to get there and set a realistic timeline. No matter what we decide needs work or change or boosting or reducing, we take a little bit of time to write out why. We explain our decision to ourselves as though we're explaining it to a stranger or a best friend. Throughout this process, we should be getting very detailed about our why. Remember, those whys are what help us become resolute about change. This wouldn't be Grateful Grains if we didn't suggest spending some time dwelling in gratitude. In fact, as an exercise, maybe we can try gratitude mindset for this entire process. If we come across difficult memories, tough times in 2022, maybe now's the time to practice, in hindsight, seeing what that hardship brought us. Maybe it's a better understanding of our needs. Maybe it's knowledge of our own strength. Or maybe it was a wake-up call for that need for change. Along the way, our vision for 2023 will become more and more clear. We allow ourselves to see this next year as an opportunity for growth, consistent happiness, and the ultimate pursuit of meaning. Thanks so much for joining us on Grateful Grains. You can find us on Instagram at Good Risings, or you can find me at B. McMuffin. Come back again tomorrow for day three of our week, Resolute Revisited. Until then, remember, a better tomorrow starts with today. Good Risings is presented by Cavalry Audio.